Next patient is Amelia. I'm sorry, Amelita Huff. Amelita is A-M-E-L-I-T-A. Amelita Huff, H-U-F-F. H as in house, H-U-F-F, Huff. Date of birth, 12/25/57. And date of visit is June 6, 1925. Please make a copy for James Brown, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is fistula of asthma and children's breath. Next paragraph, fistula of illness. This is a 67-year-old nurse who has had a history of wheezing and cough, was diagnosed to have asthma more than 5 years ago. She has been on a fluticasone inhaler, which she used intermittently, but subsequently was switched to Symbicort, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. Period. The patient did develop oral thrush and hoarseness, as well as multiple symptoms of muscle cramping. And spasms of the extremities. The patient has not had any recent episodes of asthma, but she does complain of some hoarseness and also has some postnasal drip. There is a history of mild sinus drainage. Our most recent chest X-ray done on August 10th of 2023 showed no infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of C-section, and she also had hyperlipidemia, denies hypertension, and has history of asthma. Next paragraph, medlist, Symbicort, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and Ventolin, 2 puffs, PRN, Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. And that's it. Please add in the past history. The patient also has a history of hypertension. And hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, nuts, and egg. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies smoking. No alcohol use. Next. System review. I'm sorry. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father died in an accident. Next. System review. The patient denies weight loss or fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms. And she has some wheezing and coughing spells. No abdominal pains, nausea, or reflux, no diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She has some muscle spasm of her extremities and fingers and toes. She has no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily, Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a thinly built elderly female, no acute distress, no pallor sign, or the sickness or clubbing. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse is 72, respirations are 16, temperature 98.2, weight is 1042, saturation 98. Next, HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive, nasal mucous edematous, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with good breath sounds and no crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, breast number 1. Reactive airway disease. And number 2 is allergic rhinitis. And number 3 is hypertension. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Next time, the patient was advised to get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, total eosinophil count, and an IgE level. She will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And if she has no significant wheezing or shortness of breath, she was advised to hold off on using the Symbicort inhaler. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Brown, M.D. Thank you.